الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. أما بعد، The Hindus, especially in India, have a very violent history with Muslims. Killing, destruction, expelling, destroying their masajid, ridiculing their religion, killing Muslim human beings who did slaughter a cow. So their latest attack on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not new. Just because the world now knows about it doesn't make it new in any way or form. They have been attacking Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in many ways, especially now regarding his marriage to Aisha. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam married Aisha by acceptance and approval of her father, her mother, her tribe, his tribe, and everything that has to do with his marriage to Aisha was according to normal behavior for human beings throughout history until only recently. And it's still going on now in many areas of the world, in Asia, in Africa, that girls and boys marry at a younger age than in other areas of the world. I mean, come on. India, you're protesting that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam married Aisha? Marriage, it's a marriage. What's wrong with you? Her sister married Zubayr ibn al-Awwam at the same age or a little older. So it was the normal way of life for normal human beings throughout history. India, women must have really nice time in India, don't they? All that slave selling of young girls for money, all those girls who are married off at birth and she can't change anything later on or protest it. The wife whose husband dies is burned. They're trying to stop that, but they can't control what's going on in all these huge number of villages where hundreds of millions of people live in India. Rape. Women have absolutely no rights under the Hindu religion and culture. Here is a culture that worships elephants, horses, cows, monkeys, dogs, rats. Check the temple of rats on YouTube. You will find there something sick. So they worship animals, and not any animals, rats, monkeys. What for? They worship cows, and they kill Muslims for slaughtering cows. Yet India is the largest exporter of beef in the world. So they worship the cow, I'm going to send you by ship to be slaughtered in Australia, in Europe, in America. Ma'asalama, cow. Goodbye. La ilaha illallah. So they're attacking our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some Gulf countries, such as Kuwait, Saudi, Qatar, protested this treatment of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, the ruling party also claimed that they fired the people who said these things, like, you know, we are sincere. We just, you know, we just slaughter Muslims, not Muhammad. Muhammad is dead already. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is in paradise with Rasulullah. They can't touch him. But we just slaughter, you know, Muslims for killing cows. You know, that's all what we do. We're just a clean culture, society, mashallah, azza wa jal. Yes, we haven't used the trillions of dollars we earned over the past couple of decades to establish restrooms, toilets for people who have no place to go to the bathroom except in the street or in the areas they're camping or whatever, you know. These are the ones attacking our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Qatar, Saudi, Kuwait, Emirates, I think, and other countries protested. The strange thing is that among the countries that protested is Ja'fari, Iran. And I'm thinking, why are they angry? Okay, they say they, you know, believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They don't believe in Aisha. They call her a wicked woman who became kafir after the Prophet died, who committed zina, adultery, after the Prophet died. So why are they angry? Because of what? I can't understand it. In any case, maybe they can also protest their own religion, the Ja'fari religion, for abusing the Prophet's wives, which means direct abuse of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let's go back to the Hindus. Yeah, Hindus, think about thyself. Monkeys, dogs, rats, cows, these are your gods? These are the ones who you worship? La ilaha illallah. And you're talking about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hindus lived in India for thousands of years before Islam came to India. While Muslims are still a minority in India, even though they number around 200 million. That's not a small number at all, even though it's an abused minority by the majority Hindus. Yes, they are a minority in India, Muslims, but Islam has become the world's number one religion. So keep your criticism to yourself. Take care of the Hindu women, because they don't have a nice life, wallah. And especially the one who loses her husband to death. What is she thinking? When are they going to come to burn me alive? Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadun Rasulullah. والحمد لله رب العالمين